Well, the Morrison government has quietly increased spending on foreign aid, according to an analysis of recent spending decisions. Hundreds of millions of extra dollars have been earmarked for projects in the region, including assistance in the pandemic, but also, some argue, seeking to curb China's influence in our part of the world. It's not clear whether the spending will last, but after years of coalition governments cutting aid spending, advocates are asking whether the government is seeing the aid budget not as a fiscal drain, but now as a powerful foreign policy tool. Mario Christodoulou reports.
Governments love to trumpet when they are spending money, but one particular funding increase has gone ahead with very little fanfare. The Morrison government has increased aid spending to the region. It was initially calculated by Professor Stephen Howes, director of the Australian Policy Centre at the Australian National University.
If you look at the drivers of this increase, one is clearly the response to COVID, but the other is the rise of China.
The total increase is an extra 9% compared to last year, or around $400 million. The money is earmarked for projects in the Pacific and Southeast Asia. The government says these increases are temporary, but according to Professor Stephen Howes, they might not be so easy to unravel.
You know, COVID-19, sadly, is not going away anytime soon, especially when we think about the economic consequences of COVID-19. And then the strategic competition with China, that's even a longer-term, more permanent feature of our regional environment.
But whatever the motivation for the government, there's little doubt the extra funding is desperately needed. James Goodman is the chair of AidWatch, a foreign aid advocacy group. He says developing nations in the region are suffering, hit hard with a health crisis, a climate crisis, and, linked to both of those, an economic crisis.
And those three things together really put countries in the Pacific backwards, to say the least.
But even with a funding increase, he says it won't make up for aid cuts over consecutive coalition governments.
This is derisory. This isn't a great deal of money.
He says the money has not been labelled as foreign aid, which he believes may mean the government is trying not to draw attention to the funding increase.
It's very odd, but it does reflect the 7 years of the government consistently presenting aid as an unnecessary draw on the budget, as something that, in a sense, is only justified if it's aligned with Australian interests. And so when government has to increase its aid commitments because of this current crisis, it's embarrassing for it, frankly.
Jonathan Pryke is director of the Pacific Island Program at the Lowy Institute.
China has been ramping up its activities in the Pacific, in Southeast Asia, and you know we've had to, you know, as Prime Minister Morrison calls it, stepped up in the region.
He believes increased aid might just be a sign that the government is maturing and starting to see the aid budget as a vital tool of foreign policy.
So there's a bit of a history to this. I think, you know, the position of the coalition government when they came into power was that foreign aid was really a luxury. It was, you know, and it was charity. It was just a nice thing to do, but it wasn't really core or essential for Australia's national interest. I think what slowly dawned upon this government is that foreign aid is not charity. It is a vital component of Australian foreign policy, right alongside diplomacy and defence. You need all three pillars combined to make an effective foreign policy.
And while Australia may not have the financial clout to rival a superpower like China, foreign aid can still be an effective tactic to increase its influence in the region.
Now, can we compete? Look, you know, if you just look at it on paper, it's a David versus Goliath struggle, but it's not just about means. China, of course, has the far deeper pockets. But it's also about how, like, who has the greater interest in the region, who actually has the greater resolve.
Jonathan Pryke from the Lowy Institute, Mario Christodoulou, our reporter.